So it's kind of ironic that this case is crucial to the future of municipal school districts here in Shelby County. But a good part of the information that Judge Mays has to look through has nothing to do with the school systems here. It's all about the structure of school systems and the school-age population elsewhere in the state.
The judge has to make a determination about the law. What does he have to decide?
Does this law comply with the Tennessee Constitution? Meaning that the law does not just apply to one specific county, that it could reasonably be applied to other counties or other places.
So whatever the judge decides has some implications for the suburbs who want to open municipal school districts.
The implications are whether or not the suburbs can proceed with forming municipal school districts, and if they can proceed, can they form them starting with the 2013-2014 school year, which is their desire. That school year is also the year that the school's merger begins as well. When here is just as important as whether or not this can happen. Because if the judge says the laws are unconstitutional, that they violate the Tennessee Constitution, well, then the legislature could conceivably come along starting next January and pass a law that does meet the constitutional standards, in which case you probably would have municipal school districts under that new law, but you just wouldn't have them starting in August of 2013.
How is the judge going to make his determination?
He will have some maps of other parts of the state where this law could conceivably apply, according to the attorneys for the suburbs. He'll be looking at maps that the attorneys for the county commission say prove that this law was written exclusively for Shelby County and could not apply anywhere else. And he will have a full transcript that he will probably spend a good deal of time looking at, that is the legislature's debate among itself about these provisions, which goes to intent. What did the legislature intend when they passed these various measures?
When is the judge going to make his decision?
Well, I don't think he knows or anyone else really knows at this point. He will get a set of six maps for Gibson and Carroll counties early next month on October 4th. And he'll move at that point to go ahead and start to make his ruling. But whether he will rule before the November 6th school board elections for the municipal school districts, it is a big question. I think his desire is to try to decide this by then, but he has an awful lot of technical material to go through, and this decision is very important.
Okay, well, Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.